Hey, what's up, G1s? It's Awkward Todd here for G1 Attack. Thank you guys so much for listening so long, and I really do appreciate all the listening we've done. And as you can tell, I'm the only one recording this time. No one else is here. And I have a reason for that, and I really want to apologize to Troy and Oliver. It's just the fact that, let me explain what we do. So, we record with Skype, and Skype is this online application that lets you record to anyone you really want to, you know, around the world. And then we record our audio, like, ourselves talking at home, and they send it to me to compile it. This is different from what we did with 1 through 2, where we didn't really have that option, we just kind of recorded the stream, and you couldn't really control what, you know, the levels of what people were saying, so some people came in really loud, some people came in really soft, but this fixed it. Only problem is, it made it a whole lot harder to edit, because no matter how much we try, no matter if we have everything at the right settings, it always gets off sync. Like, what I mean is, like, it doesn't match up always. Like, it'll start matching up, but then it sometimes is like one person's 5 minutes ahead of everyone else. So, I don't know why it does that, and it really does make my editing job from, like, what should be maybe 20 minutes to about an hour, or 4 hours more like. So, again, I'm so sorry. This is gonna have to be really quick, because just school is also bogging down on all of us. Hyperjerk's going to college, French Ben's doing some teaching thing, and the rest of us are in some form of high school or middle school, so. Again, it really does suck, so we apologize, and this is going to be pretty quick as well. But, you know, again, we're trying to get everything out there, so let's get going. So first we have the questions where people sent some questions in, which is really cool, and we have a few cool ones. There's one from an anonymous person, and again, if you want to have yours read with your name, you have to put your name in there. I don't want to disclose any personal information. And he said, okay, if I could bring anything to a desert island, like one system... Oh, my bad. Yeah, one system, a working TV, and, like, three games. He said, I would bring a 180p HD TV, 30 inches by 40 inches. He'd bring his PS3. Unlike the 360, it would have to drain my credit card. It won't have to drain my credit card for a month. Just for online gaming. Ha, yo. Guess we know where he stands in the console war. And he's gonna bring Metal Gear Solid 4, Rock Band, and Final Fantasy 12. Thank goodness for backwards compatibility. Yes, sir, thank goodness indeed. Next, we have a voice response by Kazekawa. Kazekawa, he's gonna be up here a lot. He's posted a lot of stuff for our email, which is great. So thanks again, man. And here's his response.
Greetings, my fellow G1s. This is Kazekawa responding to the question about what you would do if you were on a desert island, one of those. You're allowed to have one console, three games, and a possible internet connection. I'm just going to go ahead and throw out the possibility of internet on said island that one could possibly be stranded on. So this makes games with online play useless. So I'd have to go with something that would take a lot of time to complete and have replayability. I was really tempted to go with the Super Nintendo. I'm an old school guy, but I'm going to go with the PlayStation 2. It boasts a large number of games, as well as many familiar ports from other consoles to the PlayStation, and it can also play PlayStation 1 games. And speaking of games, I'm going to go with, number 1, Final Fantasy VII. Mastering all those materia, killing all the weapons, doing all the side quests, getting golden chocobos all in your stables, able to replay the game with using different characters, and the Gold Saucer anybody? Kazekawa loves himself some Gold Saucer. Number 2, Kingdom Hearts 2. It's a great sequel to a great game. The combat keeps me engaged. Keep running around, finding rare items, drops, synthesizing. I really like the gummy ship system too, number 2. It was much better, very arcade-like. And for number 3, it's another Final Fantasy title, but it really could have been named something else, and it'd still be just as good. Final Fantasy Tactics. Despite the name, I love strategy games. Tactics was one of the first, it's one of my all-time favorite console-based strategy games. And with all the different masteries and classes and things to do, who can't love the sexiness? Height, that's my list. Kazekawa out.
And to finish it off, the last question that was answered was actually Destin. Destin sent us one on our last G1 Attack as the first comment, and I loved it because he didn't really tell us like what game he'd bring to play like until he died on an island if he had nothing else to do. He more said, I would use it to get my ass back to Texas. So he said something like, from Halo 3, he'd use Halo 3, or, like, if he had a Wii, he'd use a Super Smash Brothers, and use the level editor and try to make, like, a level out of it. It says, like, help, Destin on island, call backup, or something like that. So I could just imagine, Destin on a small-ass island with, like, one palm tree with a bunch of bananas, playing a system, wagging his Wii with a long-ass beard, trying to make a level in Super Smash Brothers, says, like, help, Destin need help. And his friends are just like, yeah, this map's pretty cool. And everyone's like, yeah, it's okay, it's not the best map. That'd be so awesome. So, anyway, we actually got a question proposed, again, by Anonymous, so if you want to have it read, just put your name. And the question is, if a Screw Attack character would join the next Super Smash Brothers, who would you like to join? And I'm assuming this is, like, if only one could join. So, again, post your question, or answer this question, and, you know, just send it in. It can be either text or audio, whatever you want. I think it would have to be Jose, because so far I can imagine all of Jose's attacks. Like, Jose would have, like, a weakened down wall laser as his B attack. Then he'd have lethal thrusting action for his B side. B up, he'd, like, go and eat somebody, you know, because he's hungry. And then B down, it would be like he'd jump up in the air and, like, flop on somebody. And then his final smash would be lolazing. Like, he'd just stand back, he'd, like, the screen would get dark, he'd go, lolazer! It would be pretty epic. I'm sure something, maybe, like, for a Tawny, you have, like, some COD 4, like, fucking hex, man, or something like that. I don't know. I can just imagine him in, like, Captain Falcon versus Jose! That'd be such a cool idea. Anyway, I respond to that question. I really like that question. Again, thank you, guy. If you want to post your name next time, we'll definitely read it off and give you credit for that. That was a great question. So, now we have a review, actually. Our first submitted review by Shadow's Tale 8. He talks about the SM Fighting Stick for the Super Nintendo. So, hope you enjoy that. He did a good job with it. And then we have the featured blog and video. So, thanks a lot, guys, and stay tuned.
Hey G1s, Shadow Tale 8 here, with a review of the SN Fighter Stick for the Super Nintendo. Now this is an arcade setup with a turbo. It's a little clunky, probably weighs about 2 pounds, and you have your traditional A, B, X, Y, and L and R buttons at the bottom left of the controller. Above that you have the turbo buttons. There's turbo for every button except for select, and there's also a slow-mo button. It's called slow-mo, but it actually all it really is a turbo button for start. It's not really anything special. And, let's see, to the left, you have the joystick and start and stop buttons. Now, let's get to the good things and the bad things and the meh aspects of this thing. Okay, good? Well, the 360-degree movement's great. I mean, if you're playing, like, Final Fantasy VI, it really does help you. Same thing with games like, I don't know, Pilot Wings and stuff. It's just great. I like it. Now, Turbo is also great. I mean, for games like UN Squadron, it really helps for firing. Mega Man helps for firing. And Street Fighter 2, 32 punches per second with the box advertisements. I got somewhere close to that. I didn't count. It seemed like 32, so, yeah. Also, it's a pretty authentic joystick. If you can't get to the arcade, since most of them died, you can pretty much have some fun with this. I mean, yeah. Now, the bad things... it's kind of laggy. You get a few seconds of lag every now and then, but it's nothing groundbreaking. I mean, I still like to play with it. And also, it's a little awkward to hold, but if you have it in your lap, I mean, it's great. I mean, I don't have a problem with it. It's just kind of, eh. Speaking of meh, let's go to the meh aspects. There is slow-mo. Now, slow-mo is okay, but it doesn't, like, dramatically change my experience. I still had the overall same experience with this, so I still think it's pretty fun. I picked mine up for $3. You can probably get it cheaper for that on eBay. I recommend it.
Get ready for some sweet content by some awesome G1s here on G1 Attack's featured blog and video. Stay tuned. Okay guys, now it's time for the featured blog and video of the week. Starting off, we have the featured blog of the week, which is Sim Dude Alchemist, and he posted an interesting one. It's called, It's Not Destin, But It Is Hard News. And what it is, he found this French porno mag of this naked chick, and I think the thing of the excuse me, pasta, was it said hard news on the top of it, so it was like a hard news post, and you know, it's funny to find these, because you're like, you know, people get so dialed in on hard news every day, and then you see it in like other parts of life, and you're just gonna go, cool, hard news. So that was a great posting, thanks again for sending that in. He actually sent that one in, g1attackpodcast@hotmail.com, so remember to send stuff in. And next we have a video of the week by ZeldaFan123, and this one is about Hurricane Gustav. Now, they say the Hurricane Gustav wasn't that damaging, and, you know, in most cases, like, to New Orleans and stuff like that, it really wasn't, but he showed a good thing of what hurricanes do. He walked outside, he took his camera, filmed a lot of the damage, and he said, like, his power's been out for 2 days, and he lost his favorite PlayStation 2 game, Streets of LA, so feel free, man. You know, people say, oh, it's not about what you own, it's who you have, but losing stuff sucks, man. I'd be pretty pissed off if I lost all that stuff, so. Again, I can kind of feel, because I have a friend who tells me tons of stories about, like, every single time a hurricane comes, it's always this crap, but, like, there's so much damage, it's like, everything's wet, power's out forever, so. Again, man, it really does suck. Okay, next we have Form Activity, and the first one is Emulation in South America. So, he talks about the side-scroller, like, segment they did last time about piracy in South America, and, you know, if you need it or if you don't, and he posed an interesting point, because he talked about how, like, hey, even with Amazon.com, with those prices, you know, even though it takes a month to win ticket games, it still is pretty expensive due to income tax. Like, they tax a lot from the States. He says he has family there, and they can't send anything through mail, or else they get taxed, like, a lot of money, so. I thought it was interesting. You can read through it. It is a more precise, I don't know, it makes it more, I guess, more acceptable, because you see, here's my thing on piracy. There's a person who's really working hard, and, you know, you can't, you know, it's obviously readily available, you just gotta pay for it, then, you know, I can understand definitely, not pirating, but definitely going out and buying it. That makes a lot of sense, you know, because you're helping the guy out, you know, it's still readily available, so you don't have an excuse to pirate. But if it's something like, for example, I watched this great film on YouTube, it was called Hey Good Looking, and it has not been released on DVD. I have no means to watch this movie, and sadly, it's so old, the guy will never get, like, credit for the movie he made. So, again, those are examples of which I see it being a very, very big option, and, you know, that's something that I can accept, you know. Like, would you rather, you know, like, worry about the materialization and, like, pay the guy, or would you rather just enjoy his work? Because most people just say, hey, I really don't care how much money I make. If people just enjoy what I do, you know, that's great. So, I think there's definitely sort of a line of grayness that could be, you know, messed with. Anyway, next one is in the Screwtech Europe, or I think it's actually in the Iron Man, totally forget now, but it's called Iron Man of Gaming UK. What it is the guys are proposing the idea that, hey, there should be Iron Man of Gaming in the UK, and a lot of people aren't really that luke on it, like, Google later says, like, we don't have the expenses for that, but I like what Hyperdrake post, or British Sex Appeal, he said, hey man, let's just have it so, like, it's just a get-together, you know, we can all just enjoy each other's company. Which is really, you know, that was a nice thing when I went to the Iron Man of Gaming. Even though it was fun to be in the competition, and a lot of people were there for the competition, a lot of my people that I met there were actually, like, just competition people, they aren't on the forums that much. So they're all really, really awesome people. You know, it was just great to meet these people, and I really can't wait for next year, since I've gotten a little bit more familiar with everyone on the site, and I know a lot more people. Then hopefully I'll be able to say, hey, man, we finally get to meet in real life. It'd be cool. So, I think it's a good idea just to have, like, a meet and greet, because, again, that's what a lot of people come for. Oh, and finally, we have sort of a shameless plug, not really, but it's great because it's Derek Hugh, and he proposed a great idea. It's called Official Lawlaser Production Thread, and what it is, it's a thread where you guys get to make machinima. And what machinima is, it probably is a cruelest art form ever. It's making movies with video games, if you already didn't know, and they're trying to form a group with this. And I think that's a really, really good idea. I mean, you have A3, you have all these people, and again, it's so great to have these, like, sources for you guys to delve into, but in a lot of cases, a lot of the people who, like, would like to get into it, they just don't have the equipment or don't have, like, the materials they need to do it. But this is great because, really, if you play, like, an online game, especially on the 360, especially with Halo 3, you can really do anything because, I mean, you can be a part of any machinima because all it requires you to do is log on and be an actor, like, move your character around. You can do a voice because you have the Xbox Live Communicator. Won't turn out that great, like, quality-wise, but still fun. And there's a lot of things that people can do, so it's not really that exclusive. So, you know, everyone can get involved with it. I hope you guys check it out. It should be really, really cool. Well, that's all of my sense that I've given up. It's not two cents, it's like a lot more sense, but regardless, it's sense given up. So that's all I gotta say. Again, I apologize for this sort of quicker, abridged, singular episode. Or what's the word I'm looking for? Solo, I guess. Because I went solo. Pff, I don't need them. Nah. It's just, again, it's just editing problems in school. Again, I probably should get back to my homework right now. I'm so dead with homework already. It's only been 2 weeks. But I'm going to leave you guys with an interview with French Ben and Rangoon Online. So thank you guys again for listening this long. We all really appreciate it, though. Thank you, and goodbye.
Hey G1s, what's going on? I hope you're having a good time. It's time now for the segment you are all waiting for. Soon to be your favorite, heck, soon to be the best in the world. It's French Ben's Interviews. Alright, maybe you know these guys as Klinko and Charlie. They brought us the awesomeness that is video game voiceover, but they also have plenty of other stuff on their YouTube channel such as Amazing Adventure, Surgery Room, or a bunch of catchy songs. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Joe and Johnny from Rangoon Online. Welcome to the
show. What up, Benny? What up, G1s? What up, ScrewAttack.com? Whatever. What up, video games that you might not didn't know? Glad
Internet,
to be here.
Internet.
All right, so I'm pretty excited, guys, because this was supposed to be the first ever French Ben interview ever. But it turned out we're pretty busy as hell and a bunch of other issues, but I tracked you down for freaking months to finally have you here on the show.
Ben, you're an animal. You're like a caged wolverine that's out of the cage.
Wow. All right, so now, guys, you don't have any other option but to tell me more about yourselves.
Basically, I'm just kind of a guy that likes to look at Screw Attack, play video games, and just touch other boys.
I let him touch me.
All right, but how old are you guys?
I'm 28 years young. 26.
Oh my god! Oh my
god! Yeah, right. I know. I probably had sex with your grandfather back in 1985.
Oh my god, I can't freaking believe you're that much old, man. Because you look like, especially Joe looks like he's freaking 16.
Thank you, fancy Tom.
Yeah, what I do is I like to take guys' genitals and rub them on my face. That makes my appearance young.
Alright, so guys, how'd you guys met?
In high school.
Yeah, we had driver's ed together when Joe was 18 and I was 15.
But I looked like I was 12, so that didn't matter, right?
All right, so maybe Johnny can come closer to the mic because he's kind of quiet. Okay. All right.
That Johnny has a problem with this.
I speak softly.
All right. So what introduced you to Screw Attack?
I mean, the number one answer is the angry video game nerd, but then also, I just like the fact that they updated every day. It's hard to find a site that does that.
Yeah, that's great. How about you, Johnny?
I like it because it has pretty colors.
Alright, so what got you into video making and songs creating and freehand jobs giving?
Oh my god, let's see, We always kind of wrote songs together. We used to skateboard a lot, but I wasn't good at skateboarding, so I would stop, and I would like just try to get Johnny to stop skating too because I get too tired. So let's write a song. So that kind of like just developed out of that because I was too lazy to skateboard.
So you came doing videos after making songs.
Yeah, and then we made songs, and it was kind of hard to get people to listen to them, but we noticed if we made a video, everyone was pretty much down to just check it out at least once. So that's how it... And we made this awesome video. It was called Johnny and Joe Have Naked Gay Sex. And people were like, that's pretty good. It's pretty good. So we made a sequel. It was called Video Games You Might Not Didn't Know.
All right. And by the way, one of your first videos, maybe it's your second, is The Monster Party. And it's one of my favorite of the lot, man. The song is so catchy.
Oh, thanks, man. We were trying to go for like a little 80s rap theme, and we were thinking about all the different monsters and how Wolfman kind of like is the outcast.
Yeah, he sucks.
He does suck, right? I mean, he's just a normal person that gets hairy and bites people. Pretty
much. I love the creature from the Black Lagoon. He's so freaking stupid and...
It's just monsters like to smoke weed.
Yeah.
Wolfman likes Doritos. You know, the whole dichotomy between weed and Doritos and the juxtaposition when you put it together. And then there's a big joke at that.
All right. What does Rangoon Online means anyway?
I have no idea. We saw Rangoon on the cover of a book, and I tried to get Rangoon.com, and it was back in the day, so then I'm like, they suggested RangoonOnline.com, which is the worst possible address because it has like 300 O's and N's, and when you try to tell people what the website is, it's like Rangoon, gong, 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 and they're just like, what is it, dude? So, we just give up because no one wants to go to it anyway.
So actually, your whole brand name is just like some kind of proposition by a random bot that's like, Rangoon is not available. Please take Rangoon online.
Yeah.
It's pretty much the basis of our history.
Yeah, we just wait until somebody tells us what to do and then we just do that.
All right, so what is your favorite show around Screw Attack?
Well, I like the blog that this guy Ben does. It's called Video Games You Might Not Didn't Know.
Oh man, I've checked this one and yeah, it's pretty good and this guy's pretty hot.
Oh yeah, dude, he's so sexy, he's got this French accent. Dude, I also like the news with Destin.
Yeah.
He's a sexy little piggy. And also, I like anything with Craig in it. Craig's a good, funny guy. I like the one, what's the one where the guy like doesn't know what's going on, Unaware Steve?
Unaware Steve, yeah, it's dude, funny.
I gotta say, I watch every single thing. I listen to the podcast. I listen to the G1 Attack podcast you guys do. I read Chef Protos or something like that.
Yeah.
His meh videos, those are pretty good. Kane's Two Bits.
Yeah.
I like that, dude. I gotta admit, I got no life. I watch everything on this.
Actually, yeah, I've interviewed like Kane's Two Bits, Kane's Kusanagi is like 2 G1 attacks ago, and yeah, it was a pretty funny interview. And this guy is very, very funny, and he lives in Oregon, so it was like 4 a.m. just like right now.
Yeah, that's funny that him and Kevin Smith are the same person.
Actually, that's true, man. It does look like Kevin Smith.
I think they're the same person. I have to comment on Destin's hair. He gets haircuts a lot. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
He puts a lot of gel in his hair, too.
True. But what do you think, like, enough of gayness, dude. What do you think of Corey?
Corey? Let's see. Is she a girl?
Yeah.
Come on. Girls? Ew.
Right. So, guys. Alright, let's keep on. Do you do anything else than playing video games and making videos and avoiding black people when featured on TV news, Johnny?
That's just the hobby.
Yeah, let's see. I like to internet. I hang out with my girlfriend, Erica Rupp. I'm going to throw that out there right there. Just a little name check. Johnny, what do you like to do?
I like to read history books and clip my toenails.
Have you heard of vodka?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. I like to also watch Kane's Two Bits.
Kane's Two Bits.
Kane's Two Bits. And also, I'm Destin and this is Hard News.
Man, do you know, like, by the way, I guess you're going to find that funny. It's because, like, bit, you know, the word bit means cock in French.
So Kane's Two Cocks?
Yeah. Time for Kane's Two Cocks.
When I was about 7, I saw a porno with a guy, and he had 2 dicks.
No.
Yeah. Both of his dicks were purple. Is it possible for a guy to have 2 dicks?
Actually, I've seen like some kind of documentary about this Mexican, and he really had 2 dicks. And, you know, this was proven.
Did it both work?
Yeah, because it was taking.
Oh my gosh! Oh my God.
He was taking 2 peas at the same time.
No, he was not.
Yeah, because you know it was like peeing against the wall, and there was like 2 different.
There were 2 streams. Oh. Don't cross the streams. Ghostbusters joke.
All right, so.
You saw, what was this documentary? Where did you see this?
Let's move on, dude. How'd you get the how'd you get the ideas of shows such as Video Game Voiceover and Amazing Adventures?
Oh man, Amazing Adventures, Johnny and I were at work, and we had the worst job. It was telemarketing, and I brought the video camera to work. I was like, dude, we have to do something that's gonna like take our mind off this bad job.
Yeah.
So we were working in Hollywood, and there are like these mansions down the street. So we thought it would be funny to film in front of the mansion and say it was our house.
Yeah.
Johnny got the idea for like doing like a Cribs episode. And somehow that turned into like an episode about a guy that finds a water bottle.
Yeah. That smells like a dick.
Yeah. A water bottle that smells like a dick where a genie comes out.
Yeah. I like the, at the end of this video, it's like, hey, goodbye MTV, I had a fun time, see you soon. Yeah.
That was all Johnny, dude.
Alright.
Two bits.
Alright, do you guys own a shitload of games?
Dude, you know what? I don't own anything anymore because I live in Los Angeles and you have to sell everything on eBay to stay alive.
Oh, that's very sad.
It's sad. I have a Dreamcast with a Nintendo emulator, which gets me through the nights. And a Nintendo Wii.
I mean, you can't get rid of your Dreamcast. I mean, like, wow.
No, I would never get rid of my Dreamcast. It's one of my favorite systems of all time.
I can see why, dude. It's one of my favorite, too. All right, so, Johnny.
I used to have a Sega Game Gear.
Johnny never had a Nintendo. He never had a Super Nintendo. The only system he ever had was Game Gear with NBA Jam on it.
I had this one.
It was fun.
Alright, so what was your first gaming system? Well, Johnny is the Game Gear, but what about you, Joe?
Okay, I'll give you like a brief history. I had an Atari and I had a ColecoVision that my parents bought at a garage sale. They both had about 50 games each, so I was like in heaven just playing those. I bought like a couple of those like VCR video games where they have the light gun attached.
Yeah.
I don't really remember what those were called. Then I had like the original NES, which is awesome. I got Mike Tyson's Punch-Out and Goonies 2 were my first two games. Then I scammed a Game Gear and a Genesis off this neighbor kid who just wanted money to buy candy. And then I got a Super Nintendo, TurboGrafx, Commodore 64, it's Nintendo 64, PlayStation, PlayStation 2, Dreamcast, and a Nintendo Wii. That's it.
Oh, great, man.
Yeah, I love video games, dude.
Yeah, I can see, yeah, it's great because, you know, I like to speak with real, like, video games likers.
Yeah.
All right, so now, guys...
Johnny had a Game Gear with NBA Jam, so...
By the way, like, what is your favorite piece of game or movie collection that you have?
My favorite game or movie?
Yeah. No, movie piece of collection, like, you know, some kind of very expensive collectible you have.
Oh my god, dude, I wish I had anything expensive. I have a Nintendo Wii, I think that was pretty expensive. Dude, it would have to be... I have this burned disc for a Dreamcast I got from a guy at work about 5 years ago that has every Nintendo game on it. And I have a Mac, so I don't know how to burn Dreamcast games, but I've been dying to like figure it out. But it's impossible. But I have the one disc. It has every Nintendo game on it, and I keep it very safe.
Oh, that's great, man. All right, so...
Emulator.
One really important question this time. Do you guys have been influenced by any guys? Like, you know, like... I thought that some of your stuff definitely resembles some of Monty Python stuff or Trey Parker and Matt Stone stuff.
Dude, we both love South Park. We both love, like, Stella, like, Michael Ian Black, David Wayne, like, The State, things like that. Like, growing up, we pretty much watched a lot of that stuff, like, Wes Anderson movies, like Bottle Rocket, things like that. And
Johnny Five.
Oh, yeah, dude, a lot of 80s movies. Johnny, what did you watch?
I like Brad.
Yeah?
The BMX movie.
Johnny likes NBA Jam on the Game Gear. He's really influenced by the dunks on NBA Jam.
So they catch on fire.
Boom shakalaka.
Yeah, time for the best segment of this interview. It's cool. What's your favorite? Alright, so it's a series of questions when I ask, like, what's your favorite? For example, what's your favorite Ninja Turtle?
Michelangelo. I like Michelangelo because he's a party dude.
All right, so let's go. Favorite TV show.
My favorite TV show is Games You Might Not Didn't Know on the Internet.
Saved by the Bell. All right, favorite superhero.
Benzai.
Favorite part of a girl's body.
I'm Destin, and this is hard news.
Penis.
Penis.
All right, favorite part of a guy's body.
Probably beard.
Johnny.
Butthole.
All right, favorite Dreamcast game.
Favorite what?
Dreamcast game.
Oh, Dreamcast game. Oh, now we're playing with power right here. Virtua Tennis.
One of those snowboarding ones?
Johnny was just going to say NBA Jam on Game Gear. Game Gear emulator for Dreamcast.
All right. Favorite game this year so far?
Oh, man, this year? Mario Kart.
Oh, cool. Johnny?
NBA Jam on Game Gear.
All right. Favorite gaming system?
Oh man, favorite game, Nintendo. Just regular Nintendo.
That's a hard one for me. I'm gonna have to say Game Gear.
Alright, favorite controller.
Oh, favorite controller. N64, dude, I like that controller.
The Game Gear doesn't count, Johnny.
Okay. No comment.
Alright, favorite old school cartoon.
Favorite old school cartoon. Okay, I'm gonna have to go with G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Johnny wasn't allowed to watch TV. Did they have a TV tuner for the Game Gear?
Yeah, they had.
Game Gear. I wanted that shit so bad. I'm gonna go with Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers and Tails. Yeah.
Chip and Dale. All right. Favorite cartoon theme song.
Oh, and that would have to be definitely, let me see, favorite. Give me a second on this one. Right, because
I'm going to go DuckTales.
Woohoo!
DuckTales is a really good one, but now I'm going to have to go with DuckTales.
All right, guys, favorite movie of all time?
Oh, that's a hard one. I'm going to say Home Alone 2, Lost in New York with the Skinny Bandit.
No way.
Schindler's List.
That's
a very different answer, man. Schindler's List and Home Alone 2.
Austin Park.
Alright, favorite hamburger type?
Favorite hamburger type? Yep. Double greasy cheesy at McDick's.
Give me an extra, make it triple.
Okay. Favorite Mega Man 2 Robot Master?
Favorite. What?
Favorite Mega Man 2, Robot Master.
Oh, favorite Mega Man 2? Metal Man or something. Dude, yeah. I love Mega Man. When I get the metal blades, I don't know exactly everything, but in Mega Man 2, when I get the metal blades, I'm done.
Yeah,
dude.
It's Metal Man.
Yeah, Metal Man, okay. Johnny's is just probably like Michael Jordan in NBA Jam.
Michael Jordan. Yeah, Michael Jordan. Johnny, you go for Michael Jordan?
Game Gear.
Alright. Favorite Star Wars movie?
Oh, dude. You know what? I'd love to be cool and say Empire Strikes Back, but I think I saw Return of the Jedi was the first one. I'm gonna have to go with the Jedi.
Yeah, man. Just like in Clerks, right?
Did he say that in Clerks?
Yeah, Randall says that the Jedi is the best.
Alright, then I'm gonna have to say two bits. One. Return of the Jedi was a movie that I saw when I was younger. Two, Return of the Jedi. Next goes two bits.
What about you, Johnny?
That stupid cartoon one that just came out.
All right. Favorite movie adapted from a video game?
Oh, man, dude. You know what? I don't think I've ever seen a good one.
Yeah, but I asked for a favorite, not the best.
Street Fighter.
Oh my god. I'll have
Wait, was the Street Fighter video game called Street Fighter 2, even though it was the first one?
Yeah, man, no problem.
Street Fighter 2, the first movie.
I'll go Mario and Luigi movie.
Starring John Leguizamo. Oscar winner, John Leguizamo.
Oh, man, I'm so bad in this movie.
Why is John Leguizamo getting movie parts?
I don't know, man. All right, favorite game soundtrack?
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Dr. Mario. Because I got this little music, like, song he made up. It goes,
yeah.
Joby, it goes like this. Joging is the shit because he is so fucking cool. Joging is the shit because he is so fucking cool. And he rolls, joging is the shit because he is so fucking cool. Joking is the shit because he is. Oh my god, he is so cool. Joking is the shit. Joking is the shit.
Joking is the shit.
Yeah. And then,
awesome, man.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Johnny, that's your favorite too? Alright, so. Also, guys, what's this going to be next video game voiceover about?
Dude, it's definitely going to be about something that you did not know.
Alright, so surprise me, but do it, man, because I'm still waiting for it.
Dude, as long as you email me 10 times, maybe we'll do it.
Right. And I'd like to see another Totally Zapped, because the theme song was so great, and too bad you only made one episode.
I know, the theme song was good, the episode was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that episode.
Dude, we're going to try to do that. You know what, my Nintendo emulator disc, the one I love so much, got broken, but I recently got it burned by someone I burned it for. So the game disc has been passed around more than like Flavor Flav's Flavor of Love Girlfriend or Destin from Hard News.
Okay, guys, you know what? It's time for the best segment of this interview. It's...
Yeah!
Choose your destiny! You have two possible choices each time, okay? Like,
right.
First choice, The Simpsons or Family Guy?
Oh, Simpsons every single time.
Johnny?
Concur.
The Angry Video Game Nerd or Nostalgia Critic?
Angry Video Game Nerd, dude.
All the way.
We got the interview on Rangoon Online, I think. If we updated it, I don't remember.
Captain N or Captain S?
Captain S, dude, that's Screw Attack.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Johnny?
Yes?
Captain S?
Yes.
Yeah, he's right. A gangster, man.
All right, Batman by Tim Burton and Batman Begins.
Dark Knight,
yeah. All right, Ghostbusters or the Ghost Chasers?
Ghost Chasers, dude.
Yeah, I mean, that's my favorite. All right, Freakazoid or the Animaniacs?
Animaniacs.
Yeah, all the way. Here's a tough one. Free boobies or free video games?
Boobies.
Johnny?
Game Gear.
Free Game Gear.
That never stops being funny, I don't know.
Alright. Here's a tougher one. Amazing Adventure, the live-action movie in theaters. Or Short Circuit 2, the musical in Broadway.
Short Circuit the musical on Broadway.
Wow.
Johnny, you approve?
I'll go Amazing Adventure.
Yeah, Amazing Adventure in the theaters.
I don't want to be on Broadway. That shit's a lot of work.
Yeah, Amazing Adventure in a live action movie would be great. Yeah.
This interview is great. I love this, dude.
All right. Here's a more conventional one. Mega Man, Proto Man.
Mega Man.
What was the second one?
Proto Man.
Dildo Man?
Proto Man.
Dildo Man for me.
Dildo Man.
Alright, guys. Here's a tougher one. Rangoon Online featured on French Band's videos, or French Band featured in Rangoon Online videos?
French Band on Rangoon Online. Let's make it happen.
No. I'm thinking Rangoon featured on French Band. You know, we got three people watching our videos right now. Maybe we'll get four if we get featured.
Alright, and finally, Screw Attack or a free porno site?
Is it guys or is it girls?
Anytime you want. It's like you get all the features you want.
Does it have Kane's 2 bits? Does the porno site have Kane's 2 bits?
You get Kane's 2 bits and Midget 6.
Okay. I'll go with that one.
I'll go Squirt Deck. I look at that every day, dude.
All right. But don't you look like at porn every day, too?
Who doesn't? I mean, this is France here.
Yeah.
I'm in France.
All right, so basically, what are your plans for the future, and apart from a sex change operation?
I mean, apart from the sex change operation?
Yeah.
Just trying to make the funny, trying to be funny, just living life, and just hoping to God that Ben makes another video.
All right, so take a long breath, because it's time now for the very, very best segment of the lot. And it's called, How Long Is Your Penis? Oh no, wait, that was for another interview with Hyper Jerk. Wait, here you go, it's cool. Test Your Might.
Test Your Might. That's a Mortal Kombat quote.
Hey, of course. Alright, dude, Joe, Johnny, you are video game nerds, alright?
Yeah, I am. Johnny just... I mean, Johnny had...
You can't possibly wonder how to record the voices from Skate or Die without being a complete nerd.
That's right.
But at least that's what you can tell your pet dinosaurs. But that doesn't do for me. We're about to find out if you're really indeed a nerd. And you too, Johnny. Hey, if you fail any of these questions, you'll have to take a shameful picture of you guys saying French Ben kicked our asses or Benzai kicked our asses.
Okay. That won't happen, Ben. We're going to get them all right.
If you win, then I'll take any kind of picture you want, saying I got pwned by Rangoon Online, anything like that, or I suck like Johnny Five Cock, you know?
I like that. I like the latter.
But you told me you were... I've seen you were pretty much into Dreamcast, right?
Ugh, I mean, I love Dreamcast, but let's just... Let's just do it, then.
All right, let's do it. Get ready for Dreamcast quiz. All right, first question. What is the name of the game designer of Shenmue?
Are you kidding? I don't know. Capcom?
No, the game designer. I mean, the real guy behind the deal.
Oh my God, are you kidding? Dude, I'm not that in... I love Dreamcast, but I can't even burn the games yet.
It was Yu Suzuki, all right?
Yoshi. His name is Yoshi, probably.
Let's move on. During which year has the Dreamcast been released?
I have a Dreamcast.
2000...
1999.
Almost that.
2000.
Oh, man. The other way.
2002.
You failed. It was like 1998.
Oh, yeah, Johnny got it.
All right. What peripheral came with a copy of the game Seaman?
What?
What peripheral came with a copy of the game Seaman for the Dreamcast?
Microphone.
Oh, yeah. You know that. That's cool. You see some stuff.
1 for 3.
All right. What Dreamcast game introduced the world to the cell shading?
Jet Set Radio.
Yeah. Alright, that's cool. What was the original name of the Dreamcast before it got called the Dreamcast, like the name of the project?
It was called, Bankruptcy. Sega Bankruptcy.
Do you know that, guys?
No, we don't know. What was it?
The Katana.
Katana, like a...
Like a Katana, yeah.
Beautiful. They should have called it that, dude.
Man, I mean, your best friend is a ninja, right?
My best friend's a ninja. They should have called it Nintendo Katana Revolution.
All right. Here's a tougher one. How many polygons per second can handle the Dreamcast?
That's so nerdy. All right, this is Kane's 2 bits. There are 4,565 polygons on the Dreamcast. Two. This is Kane's 2 bits.
Actually, that's 3 million, dude.
We're getting pretty deep into the bottle of vodka right now, dude.
It's 3 million per second. All right, because it was too easy in my opinion, because, you know, I've planned that you just answered them all, like, perfectly. Here comes a tougher question. How much weight a Dreamcast?
How much weight is it?
Yeah, how heavy it is.
4 pounds?
Oh, brilliant. Man, I'm impressed. That's it.
No, you're lying, right? You're just...
No, man, it was 2 kilograms, so it was 4 pounds. This American doesn't count in kilograms, for whatever reason.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
All right, you're just like a Dreamcast nerd wannabe. Shame on
you. Yeah.
All right.
I'm a ColecoVision nerd. Well, do you have any ColecoVision questions?
No, I don't have it, actually.
Do you have any questions about NBA Jam for games?
Yeah, actually, yeah, here's a question about NBA Jams. Like, when you were taking the Chicago Bulls on the NBA Jam for the Game Gear, what player did we have?
Sometimes, if you make a bunch of shots in a row, the ball catches on fire.
Boom shakalaka.
Yeah, the answer was Grant and Pippen.
Grant and Pippen were on the same team? I thought Grant was on the Pistons.
Well, anyway, I mean, nobody cares about this game, dude. All right, guys, do you have any special comments you want to make or announcement?
I have an announcement. I have a new feature on Rangoon Online. It's called Destin's Hard News. That's one of them. Two, a second feature is called Kane's Hard Bits. Three, Stuttering Craig has quit ScrewAttack.com, and Handsome Tom has taken it over again. Three. And this is Kane's 3 bits. Thank you, Ben.
Johnny?
Thank you.
I swear to God, just don't mention this freaking game, okay?
Oh. What, NBA Jam on Game Gear?
Yeah.
That one? That's it.
Why is it the worst game ever made?
Alright, so you guys enjoyed the interview?
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.
Would you enjoy to be involved in a three-way with me?
Yes. As long as it's a butt train or a triangle situation.
I want to be in the middle.
And as long as we can get one of those Mexican guys with the 2 dicks involved.
Yeah, man. Actually, yeah, that would be great. And of course, it would involve, like, French fries and French mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Freedom fries, as we call them.
All right. So now, guys, let's talk about your own stuff. It's the French Bay Interview Special Extended Version. Dude, whoa, you jumped a shit ton of video, and God knows you deserve attention for it. So I'd like to come up right now with you two with the top 5 Rangoon Online videos. And each one will get featured so our listeners can check out right now what we're talking about.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Okay, first on Kane's 5 bits. We're going to have to start out with meat and cheese.
Yeah,
the most popular.
Definitely. Meat and cheese is a masterpiece, man.
Well, thank you very much. We really appreciate your flattery. And second, we're going to have to go with Video Game Voiceovers Episode 1.
Yeah.
For the video game.
Brilliant.
Thank you very much. Three, we're going to have to go with 1995.
Oh, man. Actually, you know, I've discovered this song, like, only time soon because, like, 1995, I'm not going to check this video, it sounds boring. And then all of a sudden, I decided to check this out. And then, like, I got the song stuck in my head with my girlfriend. I mean, last time we were walking in the street, and we were singing that.
That's fucking awesome, dude. In France, nonetheless.
Yeah. Because
fourth, we're going to have to go with... you know, kind of a random one, Ghost Catchers, because it was featured on the G1 podcast.
Yeah, and it's an awesome video. It's going to be soon dubbed in French with English subtitles, so you'll still be able to follow it.
Look out for that, G1s. Number 5, I'm going to let Johnny pick that one.
McGriddle Cakes, because it was just fun.
What?
We sang in a McDonald's.
McGriddle. Okay, yeah, I see this one. Actually, it's one of my least favorite of you guys.
Oh, dang!
And and that's Kane's five bit.
Yeah, but I see like how awesome it is to sing in this kind of McDonald's, even if it's not McDonald's. But come on, I mean, you get the fucking Johnny Five stuff, or the guy that spills acid on his head.
Johnny Five, we didn't say that one. Scratch McGriddle.
Yeah, Johnny Five's got to be number five. But Ben, this is what we got to say. On the McGriddles video, we're going to put a quote that says, "This is Ben's eyes' least favorite video." I'll put a quote and I'll put a link to your website on that.
I also make sure that we feature the last one, Homestead Theater, because it's really funny actually.
Oh, thanks. Somebody at work said, "Wow, Joe, that one's the worst." Thank you.
At first I was all like, "What the fuck is that?" Like, but it's not as random as curly hair, which absolutely makes no sense.
Yeah, curly hair one didn't make any sense, but I lit Johnny's hair on fire.
All right, so I guess that, sadly, guys, we're done. That was French Ben's interview. See you next time. I like, as a final word, have you two makes the "Do a Barrel Roll" quote from Star Fox.
Yeah, that's right, Star Fox.
So do the barrel roll.